A still, silent, clear, empty mind. Part 10. When the surface of a pool of clear water is calm and still, we can see in perfect detail everything on the bottom of the pool. It is as though the surface does not exist. Yet when the water on the surface is ruffled or disturbed, we see only the waves and ripples of the surface. Just as the water's surface agitation either distorts or completely obscures our vision of its depths, so when our mind is active or our emotions are disturbed, we identify with this superficial chaos and are unable to perceive beyond these distractions to our own deeper reality. To meditate in our own depths, to perceive our own inmost reality, just like the pool, our surface consciousness must be made calm, our mind silenced, and emotions stilled, totally and perfectly. Then our mind and emotions cannot obscure our heart and soul. Then and only then can we enter into genuine, satisfying, and fruitful meditation. An archer must still their arm if they are to have any hope of hitting their target. All the training and preparation in the world will amount to naught if at the critical moment the bow arm dips or sways. The steady arm is the still, concentrated mind in meditation. Though unnoticed and unappreciated, it provides the rock on which everything stands. The meditation experience unfolds amid the profound peace, sublime beauty, and breathtaking bliss of our spiritual heart. Yet none of this can be enjoyed if the mind is not first steadied and silenced. To expect to meditate without first stilling and silencing the mind is for an archer to hit a bullseye while performing cartwheels. You might succeed once in a million attempts, but the other 999,999 times, you will not.